Gypsy. How's it going?
It's going good, man.
Hey, Andrew. How's it going?
Howdy, Peter.
It's a good job we're all here for tonight's episode of...
It's Better Than Silent Show!
The podcast! That was a fun way for us to get into all that.
I'm sure the listeners enjoyed that.
Yeah, because it was almost as if it was natural.
But it wasn't.
It was improv at its finest.
Improvised. We were impoverished.
By that.
I feel quite impoverished at the moment. Anyway, what's on the schedule tonight, Pete?
Well, a light helping of hilarity. That's for starters, Andrew.
Uh-huh. Followed by some more.
A main course of hard-hitting conversation.
I don't know if you want to issue an apology for last week's slur.
Yeah, that's true.
And a dessert. I'm not giving a fuck.
It's always best in natural dessert.
And then coffee and biscuits.
Yeah, always.
In the boudoir. Yep.
Oh, you got
my
boudoir.
Bedroom.
Ah, nice.
Why did you say I don't have a bedroom?
No, yeah. I don't know if I'd describe it as a boudoir.
I'd say it's a boudoir.
What does boudoir translate to English as? Is it just bedroom?
Is it actually just bedroom? Bedroom.
In my mind, it means like sexy bedroom.
Sexy bedroom. Yeah, that's exactly
the same. Sexy.
Well, they are.
They're
sexier than us.
I'm here.
Amelie.
Who's Amelie?
From the film Amelie.
Oh.
That woman.
Mona Lisa?
French woman.
Yeah, Mona Lisa, yeah.
She was Italian.
She's not sexier than Amelie.
She can barely smile.
Exactly.
Have you not seen what's under the paint?
Amelie's got a good smile.
Have you not seen what's under the paint?
Who?
Under the paint.
Yeah. You use a UV light. No, you use
sexy,
a UV
sexy
light.
Canvas.
You can see
canvas vagina.
Because obviously it wasn't painted all in one go. It was done in layers.
Right.
So you use UV light and you scan down the painting, and then if you get to the breast height, you see that Leonardo da Vinci's actually painting nipples on it.
Honestly?
No. That was another lie. That
oh,
it
was another lie.
That's a good one.
Have you told any other lies?
Seamless.
I told someone the other day that the song, "Hey Mickey, you're so fine, you're so funny, you blow my name, Mickey. Hey Mickey." Was about Mickey Rourke. The greatest actor, America's sweetheart. Mickey Rourke.
America's crack whore.
Yeah. Do you think he's the greatest actor? Is that what you just said?
He's like a
it?
Fucking...
Yes.
I don't think I've only seen one Mickey Rourke film.
What's that?
The Wrestler.
The Wrestler.
Sin City?
Oh, I've seen Sin City. Oh, yeah.
Sin City 2.
He's in Iron Man 2, 3?
No, not seen.
Two. He's in 2.
We talk quite a lot about films in this podcast, don't we?
Yeah. Mickey Rourke has a face like a prolapsed arse.
Mm. Good point. Good point well made, I think.
He was very handsome in his day.
I think he was, yeah.
Well, not anymore.
No.
It's like Michael Jackson was handsome once upon a time.
But then he touched children.
Is that what happened? Is that what made him handsome?
Yeah.
God punished him.
Well, the thing is about you is...
Macaulay Culkin.
Is that you don't judge beauty as a sort of skin thing. You look deeper.
I do.
So even when he had all his plastic surgery done, you still thought he was beautiful on the inside
until he
touched children. Then he was spoiled and soiled.
He was tainted.
Spoiled and soiled.
Tainted himself.
Like a pooed over ripe banana.
Moving on to topics then.
So are we gonna do the traditional?
Yeah, this is the one after Halloween, so it's another Ghost-tacular special.
Is everyone until next Halloween also going to be Ghost-tacular? So what, have you thought of a better name for yourself yet, Peter?
No. Let's just move on. Maybe I'll be Ghost Noises.
Let's just move on.
Oh no, Andrew. Ghostly noises emanating from the walls.
What am I supposed to do with that?
Just
make some comedy from it.
Make
take of it as you will.
Okay. It's terrible.
Maybe it'll stop. Yeah, it did.
That's the nature of ghost stitches, that they get tired as well.
Unpredictable.
They need a rest. They can't sit on anything.
Well, they're ethereal.
Yeah.
So, I mean, ethereal, were you able to
ethereal
was,
yeah,
it was.
I'd go ethereal.
Yeah, okay. So
ethanol.
The fact that they're able to knock on the walls at all takes an enormous amount of effort for them.
Surely they couldn't knock on walls.
Well, that's the point, and that's why it takes so much
effort. Well, surely, then that wasn't a ghost, Pierre.
No, it's a poltergeist, sorry, if you want to be really specific.
Yeah, well,
we are, yeah.
There's no room for grey areas on this podcast.
Alexander.
Apart from the spiders in the cupboard.
No, they're gone now.
I've not forgotten one.
And anyway, they were still tidied away in the cupboard.
I took all that bin bag and set fire to it. Yeah.
Was that necessary?
I don't know, but there's no more spiders definitely.
Yesterday we were like popping the pillows up in our couch, and there was a really, really, really massive and really, really, really crusty dead spider behind it.
Oh, nice. Did you eat it?
Yeah.
Why were they crusty?
because it had been dead for ages.
I crushed it with
my massive bag.
Are you sure it wasn't like a mozzarella cheese that fell off a pizza?
No, it was definitely a spider. Had 8 legs.
And eyes.
Crusty eyes.
A sign that said, "I am spider."
He's wearing a t-shirt.
Not mozzarella cheese.
Despite popular belief.
Despite what Pete's going to say, I am actually a spider.
Despite the libel that will surely come.
I'm not even sure there's any such thing as spiders. It's all just mozzarella cheese is crusty.
Yeah.
Because in my flat, that's just as likely as there being spiders.
There's more.
Lots of mozzarella cheese.
Probably more. Yeah, more likely, I would say. For his flat.
But anyway, the threat of spiders in this flat is gone because they've been burned.
Good.
At the state,
yeah, but
the witches they are.
But you've not burned all spiders in the world. There's still the risk
of spiders.
That's
my mission for life.
Right.
I travel.
I would be very impressed if you burned every spider in the world.
Yeah,
I'm gonna see.
Because surely the rate of reduction is higher than
faster than you burning.
Mm,
I know you're quite
fast.
The
thing is, Andrew, is that I don't have much of a father figure in my life. So the fact that you'd be proud of me for doing this is
it's
enough.
You on.
It's enough
motivation for me to actually.
On you go. We'll let you off this episode.
Deodorant and 2 lighters.
What
have you got the deodorant in like holsters?
Like Death Man.
Freeze, spiders. And
I smell
like clever pun.
Such as?
Oh, burning.
Go on.
I've got lots of time to think of it.
No, we want one now.
There's no spiders.
Go on.
Here.
If
no.
It was a really big one.
Wait, what happened last time you put me in the spot?
If it was a really.
Racism!
If it was a really big spider, you could say, "Are you a burn eating spider?"
I don't get that.
It's a bird eating spider.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, I'm
that
wow.
Thick.
More jokes than you guys.
Yeah, I suppose. I've been trying to think of one, but I can't.
What about
8 legs, 6 legs?
What?
Oh, you guys don't watch The Office.
Which one?
When they're talking about arachnids, and it said which insect is blah 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 blah.
Yeah.
It says
that's
it's
fair.
A spider.
That's fair.
So, no.
I'm trying to think of another pier.
We'd probably just move on.
Yeah, we'll move on.
From this dead end conversation.
Yeah.
So we've had the start of hilarity. It's now time for the hard hitting conversations.
Okay,
so should we start it off with the jovial rock, paper, scissors?
We'll go for that.
The hard hitting.
Are we cutting down from 3 or up from 1?
What, they're both.
That's not going to work.
3, 2, 3. Are you ready? Down.
3, 2, 1. Oh,
here's
that
first
one.
Right, ready?
3, 2, 1.
Oh, me again!
Yes!
Oh, rage.
Champion, what do you mean again? That was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, but it was the last one.
You're
2 in
like,
a row.
You're acting like it's happened the same day.
No! No, it's just
really
2 in a row. Right, so my topic of conversation.
Hard-hitting conversation.
It's not very hard-hitting, it's actually quite jovial.
Yes.
Compared to my first week's one.
This
like
is a palate cleanser.
It's a palate, this is like a sorbet.
Nice.
Sorbet dish.
Yes.
So, what is your favourite thing? It could be anything. Memory or like a thing from childhood. Like what was your favourite thing about childhood?
About childhood?
Jolly Ranchers.
Didn't expect that.
No, I wasn't expecting that.
And
I've known you since you were 4.
The Hills of Eyes.
Jolly Ranchers.
Together, what better?
What childhood?
I've known you since you were 4, Pierre. I don't think I've ever seen you eat Jolly Ranchers.
E numbers.
I only ate them on my grand's, but you never see me watch Hills of Eyes either. And I watched
I haven't watched that with you. I actually think I watched the Hills of Eyes with you when you were
the remake.
Yeah.
The original.
No,
the 1980s.
You were a very cool child.
Horror flick. I never watched Disney films. That was my thing.
But what I was going to say about I wouldn't have expected Jolly Ranchers. What I would have expected from Pierre. Mint Imperials.
Fucking
right. See, when we were like 14, that age roughly, used to hang around in the village playing Manhunt and the likes.
Yep.
I had 3 bags of Mint Imperials in my pocket every day.
You used to
3
bags?
3
bags.
Like the
big
bags?
Yeah, like 10 centimetres, 15 centimetres tall bags.
3 of them?
Yep. 3 for 80 pence or more.
A day.
Do mints not cause like a laxative effect?
Did they?
They're
supposed to.
Chewing gum definitely does.
I think they are supposed to. I think we've covered that at the time. Used to buy polos a lot as well.
Yeah, but chili peppers are meant to make your poos sore, and my bowels deal with that just fine. So
you've got strong bowels.
Yeah, I've got bowels.
Excessive consumption may produce laxative effects.
Well, what's excessive these days?
Three bags.
3 bags of 10 centimeters.
The other end. The other thing
I'm
saying.
Bags are just 10 centimetres.
Yeah.
That's not what I bought.
There's loads of centimetres in the bags. Distance.
I'm going to make a product called centimetres.
Yeah, I like
it's going to be
a sweet.
Yep.
A centimetre. Make it an inch long. Confusing.
I blame that for the soldiers I got fat.
Mint Imperials?
Yeah, I blame it.
Really? They're very. No, tell you what, I blame you on you getting fat here. Sarah was telling me about this recently. Do you know what Peter's lunch used to be at school?
Cakes. But cherry bake off.
A massive baguette. French baguette
massive.
On its own.
A plain one.
Yeah, plain.
Oh, bread's quite fattening.
Six jam donuts.
No, they weren't jam.
Six ring donuts.
They were sugar coated donuts.
Like, that's better.
Were there six?
Yes.
A whole bag of something.
Was this every
Chris
day?
Cuts.
Chris Cuts.
This was every day.
There was another thing.
Six donuts.
Empire biscuits.
They were a treat. They only happened a couple of times.
So yeah, every day.
Yeah.
Six donuts. A French
so
dick.
30 donuts a week.
And Chris Cut.
I think it's yeah.
Chris Cut potato fries.
Safe to say that's what put on the puns.
I think that's probably more the culprit than main appearance.
I'm not
sure. I don't know how you eat that every day.
Because I stopped that from like after maybe.
After you had diabetes.
Yeah, third or fourth year. But then I didn't get fat until like sixth year.
It was a delayed reaction.
Yeah.
Maybe, just like.
Stayed in your stomach.
It was like a chemical reaction with the alcohol. When you started,
that's it.
Like, they joined together and made it fat.
But every day we were running up in that. We were kids.
We were just kids.
We didn't know what was right or wrong.
Mint Imperial, Manhunt, The Hills of Eyes.
Yeah.
Manhunt was in. That was one of my favourite things.
Manhunt was incredible.
Manhunt was amazing.
I enjoyed Manhunt.
I used to call it we were playing The Hills of Eyes.
Were you not talking to me the other day about Blue Murder?
I suggested
else?
We played that at you and
we never played Blue Murder. We were too polite for that in Clansfield.
Blue Murder was magic.
It was
Blue
like,
Murder when you like get aristocrats and then kill them.
No, Blue Murder is when
that was Dubs' favourite game. Kill the aristocrat.
I watched
Down with
Aristocracy.
Blue
Murder is when you split into two teams and you create a word, and each person gets a letter in that word.
Yeah.
And then
they run away and you have to beat out the other person.
You literally have to beat the
word
out of the letter.
We did play that a couple of times.
I obviously wasn't allowed. I obviously went back home when this hijink started.
Playing Blue Murder away. I'll be off home.
Not for me, thank you.
I remember Jonathan Pascal like.
Oh, his name
got
another mention.
His name
last show
up
as
a
well.
Lot, John. We need to get him on.
To be fair,
even I don't
we just spent a lot of time with Jonathan Pascal. It was one of the rare times he managed to.
I am calling him out. I'll fight him and his unborn child.
Who was it we were going to fight for being blind?
Dean Shields.
That's a tag team. Us three versus Dean Shields and
Jonathan Pascal.
I'll take that on.
Did you fancy our chances?
Yeah, definitely.
Who was the other guy that we said, the guy that that polluted the youth to make it think that slight, that getting revenge on people for slights and making their life better was okay? The guy that slimed people.
Oh,
Dave Benson Phillips.
Dave Benson Phillips.
Yeah,
get him involved as well.
Yeah. I just want to punch him for causing.
So, viewers,
did you say that?
No.
And then I want to punch him for causing Columbine.
Oh, wow.
Oh, God.
This
so,
is
back to childhood.
So.
Hard hitting conversations.
That was hard hitting.
I'll hard hit him.
Very good. Your answer is. Jolly Ranchers and The Hills Have Eyes.
You stick with
your favourite things about childhood.
Trampoline.
Oh, Pierce Trampoline was great fun.
Poppers. I like the way I was just something that's really like
innocent.
Was fun. And the flip side of the coin
with hard
substance abuse.
Substance abuse. Trampolines and substance abuse.
Name of the
what
show.
What a childhood.
Definite name of the show.
What a childhood.
Do you remember the time
how I turned out like this?
I hope Dan doesn't listen to this because Dan gets quite annoyed when you talk about this. But when you like broke Dan's ribs on the trampoline.
Oh yeah, then I had to go, so I just left him there.
And like a crumpled heap on the trampoline.
Yeah, he was alright.
Apparently he broke his hip. He
didn't actually.
No, I didn't actually. Did
he
not?
Was he crying?
The problem was I
jumped
down.
Oh, Dan!
You know that thing where you jump down
yeah.
and then someone
bounce.
Makes someone bounce high?
Double bounce them.
I did that,
yeah.
but then slipped because the trampoline was like
wet.
And then when Daniel was falling down on top of me, I pulled my legs up into my. To like kind of protect myself, not thinking that Daniel was going to be careening, crashing down on my solid knees.
They are solid. Pierre, I was going to bring up something else from our childhood that Dan wasn't too happy about.
Was it the time that I threw the rock at his back and then knocked him down to the toilet?
I don't even remember that one.
Oh, I don't think you were there. It was me, him, and Kelly.
This
and
is
then,
excellent. I'm learning
and
things.
And I was chasing him around, you know, the building site across the road from my bit.
With a big thing of.
Yeah, and I found a big rock. A very big rock. This is when I found out I was really good at shot put, actually. Because I thought this stone's never going to hit Dan.
Well, there was a
flying through the air, this foot diameter boulder came crashing down in his hips. And once again,
on
I
his
went
hips.
Home. Yeah, like caught him right in the hip.
That quarry was the scene of a lot of violence. There was that time when
I had Dale McClatchy in the eye with a stone.
I had Dale McClatchy in the eye with a stone.
What is he? Maybe you should stop throwing stones. We used to play football when we were kids. We used to throw stones at each other.
I'm sure it was me.
I think it was two different times.
But the time I was thinking of, I threw over the pile of stones.
Yeah, that was a different time.
Oh,
the
right.
Other time,
well, yeah, the time
I was just shit at throwing and then happened to throw a stone down and then it just caught him in the eye.
No, well, he was over there. He was over the other side of the stones. We couldn't see him. And I was like, better deal with a stone. Like, it was only a small one, but like 50 yards away and it hit him in the head.
Another one of my favourite memories was when Andrew got hit in the eye with a fag butt from a car window.
That was actually Jonathan Pascoe's brother.
Yeah.
Just forget Jonathan Pascoe. Yeah.
The car was flying from the village at like well over the speed limit of 30 miles per hour, I might add. Alright? Not that I'm trying to drop a minute or anything like that, but Transport Scotland.
Travel police.
The police, being, the normal police.
The normal police.
Police cold case, alright?
Cold case review.
Matthew Pascoe was driving well over the speed limit. Not paying attention, obviously, if he had the eagle-eyed vision to hit
Andrew.
You
might say he should pass go and give £200.
Oh my god. That almost works. almost
works. I was trying to think of what
this is because I said pass go before.
Yeah, directly to jail and not pass go.
Yeah. That was a good night. Oh.
I feel that, but the one I was thinking of was involved housebreaking. Do you want to delve this story?
What did you guys do as kids?
That
was
sounds boring, man. Do you want
to... B&E.
Yeah.
Bring it in.
We didn't break, though. We just entered.
It was open. It was open.
We took
ease.
What, just a house?
Dan's house.
Oh.
So...
Tell the story, Peter. Dan, I hope you're not listening to this. And if you are, I still feel quite
bad.
Me
and Andrew were watching...
Peter's not sorry.
Devil's Rejects. Andrew's house.
Right, okay.
We got to about halfway through, and we thought we'd call Dan, because Dan was meant to be in. But Daniel rarely answers his phone if he's in the house. Maybe because they have a quiet house.
And they have a poor signal as well.
Okay.
So, me and Andrew thought we'd get in our bikes and drive down. Not
drive.
Drive down.
Ride! Okay.
And we got down to Daniel's bit, and his mum and dad were on holiday. So we opened the door.
We tried the door to see if he was in, because Dan quite often sleeps. Dan sleeps a lot, so we tried the door.
What age were you guys at this?
16?
I don't think we're as old as that.
Dan was working at the castle.
Yeah, but I was working at the castle.
Maybe,
the, yeah.
Oh, Dan's like, but yeah, maybe 15.
Right, okay.
14.
Yeah.
So
okay.
I had been 14, you were in 15.
Yeah.
So we went down, and Julie and David, the good souls that they are, I always go down and just open the door and let myself in.
Yeah, they always tell us to do that.
Because you can't
hear the
doorbell.
It's a quiet doorbell, so they always say, just let yourself in.
To be fair, I don't know what sort of like sound insulation they have in their house where
good.
It all sounds like just dissipate into nothing.
Right.
So we went down, opened the door, no one was in.
I'm trying to figure out where this is going. I'm not going to say anything, obviously, but I'll...
You'll soon find out.
I'll tell you at the end what
patience.
I thought was going to happen, right? And then
me
we'll see
and
what
Andrew
links
cooked up on top of we thought we'd have a little bit of horse play.
The best type of play.
So we didn't tiptoe, but we did it, like, you know, a sort of, like, sinister walk. Like, you know, one of those ones where you're like...
Pink Panther might do.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
So, you know, if someone was to look in, they'd know you're up to no good.
Yeah.
Okay. And we went into Daniel's bedroom, and then we took Daniel's mattress.
Because we still don't know anyone... After we checked the house and realised no one was in.
This is when
But the front door was
yeah,
open.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
So...
Right, okay.
We took
to teach them a lesson in safety.
we took Daniel's mattress, and we placed it on top of Nicola's bed, and then just made the bed again, so like... Then we put a bass under the covers, a bass guitar, and a flute, and sprinkled condoms over the bed. Then we went to every
Wait,
TV,
what bed?
The top bed, Nicola's bed.
Oh, wow.
Then we took every TV and turned it on, and then turned it on to the gay porn channel.
What the hell is wrong with you guys?
Then shut the door, put a note through the door, and then left.
What was the note?
Peter and Andrew were here and we did this, I think, just in
okay,
case you
yeah.
didn't broke, just
yeah,
in case
yeah.
you thought you were, like, got broken in.
Yeah, this was basically, this was Peter and Andrew, don't worry.
Right.
You know, something like, so it's like, oh, what's happened here? And then they see the note and then they're like, oh, okay, bunch of dicks, but...
So then Dan got sent home ill from work and was not in a very good mood.
Oh,
and
no.
Got home and was not very happy with me and Peter.
And, you know, Nicola was as well, she got home first.
Was she ill as well?
Everyone was ill.
I think Daniel was on his way home from somewhere.
Well, Dan had been working. He got sent home.
Yeah,
there.
I think he went home
right.
and went to Target to get some medicine or something. And then Nicola got home first because she was also working finishes before Dan.
Right.
And she called up Dan like crying, saying that like,
oh my god.
I felt so bad.
I didn't feel too bad.
Peter was the ringleader.
So to clarify, that was you two's favourite moment of childhood.
No. This is a tangent.
That's good.
It was a pretty good moment.
My favourite thing about childhood. I was reminded of this the other day due to this meme at the moment. But
Randy Orton
wrestling. Wrestling was my favourite thing
wrestling
about childhood.
Was incredible.
I used to go over to Snoop's house every like Saturday morning and watch SmackDown.
I was going to say, if you were wrestling him, that'd be...
There was the time when I was wrestling my brother and he put my head through the wall as a child.
Your brother likes to put people through things. He put me through a telly,
yep.
Put your head through a wall.
Yep.
Put his girlfriend in the hospital.
What?
Libelous again. Yeah, second episode in a row about the Stevensons.
I think we should have a section of called Andrew's Wacky Fantasy.
That's a terrible idea.
I totally agree.
Yeah. That's a terrible idea.
I'm buying that 100%.
And someone texts me every week a thing that you've done. But it's not just someone, it's like, I don't know, Will I Am texts me. Because Will I Am is, believe it or not, an actual Stevenson from generations ago. So you've got the inside scoop into.
He's like 10 years older than me. What was I going to say? Yeah, so. Did you guys both like wrestling?
I adored wrestling.
Who was your favourite wrestler?
The Rock.
Rikishi.
Both good answers.
The Rock.
Mine was
Stone Cold Steve Austin or The Undertaker or Kane.
They're all good. What? Mankind.
No, Nature Boy.
Mankind, great show.
Nature Boy.
Mankind was awesome though. What was the other one?
Mick Foley, Cactus Jack, Dude Love.
Yes.
Yeah. Good.
All
good
of
knowledge.
Them incredible.
Mankind was my favourite one. Though.
Which one? Mr.
Shocker.
The Charleston. Is that Man Lover?
That was Dude Love.
Yeah,
yeah.
Man
Love.
Mankind, Dude Love. That's where you're going.
Man Love.
What was your rock for me? I watched a countdown the other day of the best finishing moves.
Surely the Stunner was number one.
No, the Stunner was like, it was a terrible list to be honest.
The Stunner was
magic. It was done by someone.
For impact, the Stunner was
it
incredible.
It was done by someone who obviously likes new wrestling as well because it was like.
It's like the F5 up there, was it?
Is the FU and the F5.
F5's. Was Brock Lesnar?
Yeah,
I think, or it?
Number one. Tombstone. Which number one was the Tombstone? Which I can't. The Tombstone was awesome.
Yeah,
People's
Elbow was fucking amazing.
Number two was the Sweet Chin Music, which was awesome.
That was
Sweet Chin Music was amazing. Number three was
the Mandible Claw. What was that?
Don't even think that was there. It was top like 20 as well, or like 30. Number three was what was it? Oh, the Pedigree. Pedigree was number three.
Yeah.
I didn't like Triple H, but the Pedigree was good.
Do you know he's in charge of WWE now?
Is he?
Well, in the storyline,
he's not got a ponytail anymore.
He's now what Finger he did.
CEO or whatever.
Vince McMahon.
Vince McMahon. He's now Vince McMahon.
Wow. My favourite was Jeff Hardy.
Yeah.
High flyer.
Swanton Bomb. Smashing. I also...
Who was the wrestler that wore the turban? And he had a puppet in his hand. No, it wasn't. He had the puppet in his hand.
Mankind.
A snake. And then another wrestler would come out and play.
Oh, yeah. Who was that?
That was a YouTube video I've seen once.
And his hand would turn him. And he...
It was ridiculous. It was ridiculous.
And then his tag team partner would come out. And then he'd have to play the... in reverse. And then the guy could take control of his hand again.
RM. Good attempt. I don't know if that was accurate, but good attempt certainly at backwards.
Yeah, good attempt.
Do you know what? Do the tag team moves count as favourite finishing moves?
I think
well, like
the
3D.
The 3D.
Yeah,
the 3D is my favourite. The 3D is definitely my favourite.
The
Dudley
ones.
Yeah. Do you remember the story?
All about him.
Nice.
About when I was subject to a finishing move at school.
Yeah, the mentally challenged kid took you out.
I do remember this.
Andrew,
you got DDT'd.
I got DDT'd onto concrete.
I quite like the clothesline from him. That was quite a good finish. It was like a finisher, but quite a shit one.
Yeah.
But actually had like a lot of
Who
force.
Was that again?
Or Gore. That was a good finisher.
Yeah, yeah, the Gore
force.
And the spear.
Yeah.
I like the way you're like,
yeah.
With
a lot of
you
force.
You just made a lot of top trump cards. Like,
yeah.
Like, force and penetration.
Force. Penetration.
I don't know if they're stabbing each other.
Tell you, do you remember the worst / most ridiculous storyline of wrestling history? I bet you can guess what it is.
Mae Young gave birth to a jelly hand.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%. I remember that.
Oh my god,
I completely forgot.
That was at, like the height of my love of wrestling as well. I was like,
"What the fuck
what
is going
is,
on?"
Like,
yeah.
I am like 8 years old. What the fuck is going on?
It was ridiculous.
Sarah and I were also talking recently about how it's quite wrong that looking back at primary school, everyone used to go around going "suck it."
Yeah,
that's quite wrong looking back.
The worst if the teachers joined in.
Do you remember?
Yes, children. Suck it.
Do you remember the Rock song about pie?
Very vaguely.
No, I don't know.
Very vaguely.
The Rock is talking about it's hard being The Rock, as you can probably imagine. No. It's hard being The Rock. Sometimes after taking out some sort of hermaphrodite from the changing rooms, he likes to kick back and eat a nice slice of pie. Meaning vagina.
Ah.
So he was driving down this highway when his car popped a flat, so he saw a new old farmhouse, so he thought, what the heck, I'll check it out.
Is this the song, or is she describing
this is
the song?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say.
So he goes in, and he knocks on the door, and he asks, and if this
how
this
do
woman,
sorry, I'm letting
this
you finish.
This is great.
How do you remember all this? That's amazing.
Is it word for word?
No, this isn't word for word.
Oh.
It's more paraphrasing. It's more paraphrasing.
Right, okay.
Still.
But basically, The Rock just sings over it and speaks on top of it. So there's this woman there, and he asks her, you know, can I use your phone? And she says, sure, as long as you promise to try some of my pie. So The Rock comes in to the house to use the phone and get said pie, when, her mother, no, who is it? It's a Chinese neighbour and her grandmother are there as well.
They
also have pies.
Yes. So he says,
you
have
to try them
the
all.
Rock's hungry, obviously, after this
drive. Of course,
I'd
imagine.
So whose pie am I going to have first? And the grandmother says, don't be rude, eat mine first. So The Rock gets down.
Is this real?
Yes.
I do remember this.
He
I
gets
do
down
remember this.
And it's a bit mouldy,
but
it's not too bad.
Oh god,
and
I honestly do remember this.
Then next up is the Chinese neighbour.
Does he sing this in the...
He talks. Like he used to do
and then
TV.
He says, that's some good pie. Ching, wang, ching.
Yeah.
That's some good pie.
Look it up. We'll look it up.
Well, everyone else,
it's
if you're
amazing.
Also,
it's the best song ever.
If you're listening and you've not heard this, immediately,
I forgot we were recording.
Immediately check it out as well. That sounds amazing.
The greatest thing is that when we were watching that, we were probably just thinking,
"Ah, yeah,
that
is
he's
good,
having
very
good pie."
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh wow!
It was a darker meaning.
That's mental.
Yeah. So you were busy eating everyone's vaginas.
I'm trying.
Everyone's vaginas.
Oh, we've also. Does anyone have a favourite match? It might be the same as my favourite match.
Mine's probably
Hell in a Cell, Tables, Ladders and Chairs.
Or
Undertaker versus
Undertaker.
Mankind.
Oh no, yeah, sorry. Where he tombstoned him through the
and threw him off
the
top.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah,
that was buried alive one.
Oh, that was good.
Oh, that was good. I remember like the first Tables, Ladders and Chairs one as well. That was good.
Remember the I Quit match with The Rock and Mankind?
Yes, and it was like thumbtacks. They're like pressing their face against
and
them and stuff.
Shane McMahon taped Mankind saying I quit and he was unconscious and then he played it and it's on. You remember this?
Yeah, it's
and that's
what
ended.
Oh man,
did The Rock and Mankind not like team up and win like
the
tag team
Rock and Sock
or
connection
like that?
Yeah, the Rock and Sock connection.
That's amazing. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh man,
wrestling.
I just want to watch wrestling now.
Yeah.
Like old wrestling obviously.
Yeah. That's
oh,
you
man.
Know, whatever it's called.
I guess we've
been
amazing.
Just
offended
that maybe.
Deb hasn't given a favorite
yeah,
thing.
I'll
sorry.
Oh, right.
He's also wrestling.
Sitting right here. Nah, my favourite moment or thing about childhood was probably school.
Wow, yeah.
But not because
sensible
it's like, not because doing like homework and that. Just like
yeah,
when you
kids.
Think about the stuff that happened at school.
Yeah, school.
It's fucking ridiculous.
School.
Ali Cook once put a condom in his head on class, like in class.
In his head.
Misspeak. He put a condom.
That was my favourite teacher at school. Like,
on
actually.
His head,
misspeak
in class and blew it up.
Yeah,
and then it burst and he had snot and like and spermicide all over his face.
Say, that's his spermicide.
Yeah,
that was
snot. I wasn't in the class at the time, but Fraser Walpole bought his skateboard into physics, and Miss Riley tried to go on it and broke her arm.
Oh no! I'd pay to see that. See what I mean? School's fucking crazy.
There was a time in primary school when I got locked in the cloakroom for an hour with a bleeding nose.
Why were you... What?
Like, I got hit in the face at football.
If you're going to bleed, Andrew, get in the cloakroom. If you stay there, so you either lost all your blood or it just stops bleeding on its own.
You should be in the cupboard.
Like, this is going to sound really pathetic now, though. I wasn't technically locked in the cupboard, right? But I was in the cloakroom. I was in the cloakroom, not the cupboard.
Two heavy coats land in your arms and you're just like, oh no! I can't raise them.
No, so the teacher was like, stay there, don't move, hold your nose. So I obeyed. Like,
religiously.
And don't breathe out your mouth either.
So I was holding my nose for like an hour, but I thought about going through, but yeah, the doors you had to press in a code and open it at the same time. It was a two-hand job. And I had
to... two-hand job.
And I had to...
Hey, I recognise that.
And I had to hold my nose the whole time. So... I think I wasn't supposed to stay there for an hour because the teacher was supposed to come right back. that she went back to class and started teaching again and forgot.
What a fucking stupid teacher.
Did your mum not sue the school after this? She got fired and then you got like £10 million.
Yeah. Wacky families, Andrew.
No, that was just really unfortunate.
Yeah, really unfortunate for the teacher. Yeah, sorry, Miss Kirkwood.
I remember in primary school, Graham Thompson.
Oh, I love his story.
I hope it's the one I was going to tell.
If not, then tell me the other one as well.
The one where, for some reason, we were drawing, it was like an art section of the day, and we were drawing cigarette packets. And the teacher had arranged them in the table. Because you know we sat in tables of like eight. And the teacher had arranged them in like the middle of each table. Uh-huh. And there was like four or five. It was to stop, like, you had to draw them and say like smoking kills, yeah, whatever. And
not designing cool ones.
Graham Thompson, usually such a placid boy.
Yeah, very placid. Have you met Graham Thompson?
Really quiet, really nice boy.
Very placid.
But
very
he was going through a really rebellious stage at primary school.
Don't we all?
Really rebellious. And he was in a bad mood. And he'd tipexed something on a lassie's jumper. He just put like maybe a G or whatever. It was just a thing.
And this, pretty much, vetoed her.
This girl had noticed it and been like, "Miss, someone's put Tippex on my jumper." And the teacher was like, "Who did this?" And Graham put his hand up and like admitted it. And then he got in trouble and he took a huff because he was in trouble. And as he was walking up, the teacher said, "Right, get out of the class." So as he was walking up the class, he like slammed the cupboard door and then threw his pencil at the cigarettes. And like knocked them all down. It was one of the most pathetic times I've ever seen, but it was hilarious. Absolutely hilarious.
I got a punishment, not punishment exercise because it was primary school, but I had to go sit on the bad boys bench for the most middle class reason ever.
Andrew, where's this food from? Iceland. Andrew! Waitrose are less! Waitrose are more, rather.
I was playing the piano without permission.
Oh my dear.
Huh? I don't know why. You're just really bad at it.
Yeah.
And then that's why they say you're the bad
playing the piano without permission.
I also got in trouble once for throwing a Lego plane at primary school.
Well, they're quite hard.
They're not here now at all.
But I didn't get in trouble for throwing it. I got in trouble because it was making too much noise when everyone else was supposed to be being quiet.
Propel this Lego plane through the air and hit the walls.
Another time I remember from primary school was when I got in proper trouble, I was on the computer in P7, and you know how you can make it read things out?
Oh, yes.
I made it read out shit.
Winner. Winner.
Got in trouble for that.
Take that.
This might interest you, though,
Dennis. Go on, then.
When I was in primary school, I came up with a poster for to get kids to not use drugs in sport.
What worked on you?
Okay.
It did
I never use drugs in sport. That's abhorrent.
He doesn't do sport. It works on Peter because
so
he knows what going to
sport. It was a football, okay?
Right.
Just running. Running away as fast as it could. Like a
football?
Yeah, a football with eyes and arms and that. Running away as fast as it could, right. Okay? From this needle, okay? A needle, a hypodermic needle with eyes and arms.
I get it.
And it said, there's two types of speed. Make sure you use the right one.
Excellent. That's wonderful.
A football signed by the entire Kilmarnock football team.
No way!
I've got it at home.
That's amazing.
Could Dibs have it?
No.
No way.
Yeah.
Why Kilmarnock?
I don't know. I guess like
they sponsored it.
It must have just been
the highest profile team available.
Yeah.
They went to Celtic and Rangers and like, no, we're too busy being sectarian towards each other.
We actually all use speed as well, so we could anybody agree to this.
Kilmarnock were the only drug free team in the SPL.
Well, they aren't drug free, they just don't use speed. They're more
like Ekimans. Yeah. Mans.
Ekimans. You get me blocked.
My favourite Pokemon. Right. Yeah, school was awesome. I'm with you.
School was incredible.
School was amazing.
Pokemon.
Speaking of Jonathan Pascoe, sorry, before we leave school, I also got one of my only punnies in school. I got two punnies in school. One was for not doing my homework standard. One was for throwing a bit of tomato at Jonathan Pascoe.
He deserved it.
In home economics.
He deserved it.
So there we are. Sorry, back to Pokemon. What were you saying?
So you know, Pokemon. If you want to get a new Pokemon, you have to go to this daycare center that's run by these two old people.
No, if you want to get a new Pokemon,
catch one.
No, like you could greet them though.
If you didn't want to look after or evolve or level up the Pokemon, you give them to the daycare center.
Yeah, but you can also breed your own, like get eggs.
What generation of Pokemon are we talking about?
Yellow wasn't the first, I think it was the second generation.
Right, okay. I didn't really
play. Oh, no.
Oh, okay.
Me neither.
So basically what you did was you took a Ditto with you, okay? Because Ditto was like, were compatible with every type of Pokemon, and they also sped up the process for some reason.
Okay.
So these two, so to give, to get children, to like get a baby Pokemon, you took it to a daycare centre, okay? And got children to fuck. This is the way this is happening. We're all two old people watched over, and you always took a Ditto on it. So my thinking is that this daycare centre was actually called Ditto's Fuck Shack.
Where did this even come from?
I was walking down the street the other day and I was like, nah, Pokemon are fucking weird. Oh my god, why did we get baby, why did we take Pokemon to have sex at a daycare centre? Like, that's like, I don't know, getting two druggies to have sex in a creche at Tesco's.
It's nothing like that.
It's similar.
Ditto's Fuck Shack. That's a name for an
episode. That's a name for the episode, sort of.
Ditto's Fuck Shack.
Alright.
So
yeah, that was my question done. We spent a lot of time on that.
A solid half an hour.
We talked about games just then, so I can move on to my one.
Yeah,
go for it.
Gamersgate, hard hitting conversation. Gamersgate. Has anyone heard about this?
No.
Hashtagging on Twitter. Gamersgate.
Right. Go on then.
So
fill us in.
There's these people on the internet, okay? I like to call them the sexist street sharks. Okay.
You have good names for everything.
Quite a cool name.
Can we be the sexist street sharks?
Because the other side of the argument are called the social justice warriors.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Sexist street sharks, social justice warriors.
Okay. Right. Sounds like a good
one life. Side, okay, the sexist street sharks. If a woman speaks out on the internet about games or she's to do with gaming culture in some way, she'll usually receive, or she says something like, there's maybe women aren't represented in games in such a like positive light, or there's not as many of them involved, or there's maybe an element of sexism in games.
Yeah.
Which, you know, it's fine, you know, yeah, because there's a mission in Skyrim where there's this woman going around having sex with folk, and then you have to find out evidence and then shame her and she gets chased out of town.
Right.
And you know, so that's a sexist quest right there. Yep. At least it's an optional quest, it's not something the games are forcing you to.
When was Skyrim set? Because
it's set in a fictional
life. Well, I mean, like time-wise, I mean, it's not set now. They've not got computers. But, like, ages ago, that would have happened.
Yeah.
People would have done that ages ago.
But, so, like,
I don't know, it doesn't make it right. It doesn't make it okay.
Yeah,
but, like,
but it's not, like, Skyrim isn't a historically accurate game. It's a fantasy game.
Yeah,
yeah, fair enough. So it doesn't have to be.
Yeah,
so
women can be adventurers, so they're brought up to the same level as men in that. But
women.
Yeah.
It should have been, if anything, the just, I don't know, it could have been a man. It could have still had the same purpose in the game.
It should have been a lizard.
It could have been a lizard, Argonians.
Yeah.
So basically, I can't remember her name, but she said something about that at the time, and she got sent all these rape threats and death threats to the internet. And that's been happening a lot recently. And if you defend the person who said their opinion, rightly so, you're called by the sexist street sharks a social justice warrior.
Right,
okay.
That's
quite
a cool,
quite a cool
quite
name.
A cool
name.
Yeah, it makes it sound
it's
like
not
you're
much
in
of an insult.
Yeah.
It's not much of an insult, if
no.
you ask me. But where do you think we've got to in this culture where people are able to sit behind their computers and just issue rape threats to someone that has
an opinion
that is just differing from you?
Well, it's like that one. Remember, was it the campaign to get Jane Austen on the £20 notes or £5 notes or something?
Mm-hmm.
And the woman who started that campaign got thousands of rape threats and thousands of death threats, but they get some of them people actually got put in jail for that, which is good, because you should get, like, there's no difference between if I went on the internet and said I'm going to murder,
I'm going to rape you, Dipsy.
Exactly. Yeah, if you said that on the internet,
your own chubby bottom is going to be sprayed by
I think massive offence to the word chubby there.
Exactly.
Yeah, juicy.
Huge offence to the word chubby.
Juicy is the better chubby.
I should have said juicy first of all, so I meant juicy. And then I thought juicy filled with juice, so it's like
chub.
Apology accepted.
Yeah.
I'm going to pierce your capri sun arse.
With my straw penis.
Oh god.
And occasionally the straw breaks.
Oh.
God.
Right.
Hard hitting conversations.
So
really
the sort of question is, where are we in society?
Really,
it's just a bit weird.
Like,
do you
ever sit behind a computer and someone disagree with your opinion, and then
people just think that it's like a magic screen. Like, oh, it's a computer. I can say what I want. I can do what I want.
I don't think they exist. I don't think I do anyone any harm.
Just you think of your screen to be in depth and you forget that.
I would argue that people do it because they can. Much people take selfies because they can.
But yeah, so like people only do it because they don't have like basically the courage or to go up. Imagine they went up to a woman in the street and said that.
Exactly.
They don't have the courage to do it. So
I think we need to come up for a, like, I've called them the sexist street sharks, which sounds quite cool.
Yeah.
I think they seem.
So you've called them that.
They
yeah,
say
that's
that.
That's what they're called. That's my name for them.
They say that and then like seem to think that they can get away with it because they've said it online.
Yeah.
And they can claim, oh, it was just a joke,
that's,
though.
It happens so often in gaming, though, because it seems like if you're not
you
all for a game, then you're against a game.
Yeah.
Like you're trying to take something away from someone. If this is all, if gaming's all they have, and then you criticize it one iota, and then that's you trying to almost take it away from them.
Yeah.
And knock down the entire establishment.
Yeah.
But you can perfectly enjoy something, and then if you enjoy something, I think you're more in a position to criticize it.
Well, it's like
because you do enjoy it.
I know you've brought the example from your field of expertise, gaming, but I'll bring it from mine. It happens in football all the time as well. It's like, say I went on and said Mesut Ozil's not very good. You'd get all these Arsenal fans. Like, say, like, you get an example where a black footballer just said it, and then they'd say, Mesut Ozil's not very good. Thousands of racist abuse from Arsenal fans, because, like you said, they feel like you're not allowed to insult a tiny part of their given opinion on something, even though.
You can enjoy something and still find out flaws in it. Isn't
exactly,
that the whole point of enjoying something? That you enjoy something, like, you're almost more qualified to say that that maybe could have been handled better because you enjoy it.
Well, yeah, it's the same. It's like I enjoy your company. That's why you're my friend. So I feel I'm like.
Don't ever criticize me. I will send you rape threats. Immediately.
In person.
I will send Dipsy rape threats if you insult me.
And I don't want to be involved in that.
Yeah. But no, like, you feel more. You're more able to criticize your friends or your family for things they do rather than a stranger. And it's the same in anything, like, if you like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, they've just been trending a lot on Twitter, Gamergate. Everyone's talking, it's all over the news.
I think you should try and bring it into proper conversation that they're called the
sexist street
sharks.
Yeah.
But that kind of gives them a bit of cool legit.
That's the thing, because like, the
why don't you call them
warrior, sounds like
sexist pansy boys.
Yeah, the sexist pansy boys.
That'd be cool.
You can't really say pansy.
The rape threat raptors.
But I feel though that I class myself as probably a social justice warrior. In this sense, just because I'm against death and rape threats, and
most people are
maybe think that yes, women can be portrayed maybe a bit better in games, and it's changing. It's better. It's different these days. There's still obviously little things every now and again.
What's Xbox Live like these days? Is it still really bad for like little boys saying they're gonna rape my mum and stuff? Because I've only really played like online once or twice.
Well, it's different now because now you get I think that like they're not recorded. But like Xbox is able to flag up like if you were in a competitive chat and then slagging off someone, then if you get reported it's taken a lot more seriously this generation.
Right.
Mm. Where it's like three strikes and then you are banned from Xbox Live.
Right.
On that account anyway.
Is it controversial for me to say as well that the reason
you
it might happen in gaming more is because you get quite a lot of sort of social outcasts who play games. Not
that's
obviously.
Very fair.
Yeah,
oh,
that's
she's
totally
a fake
fair.
Geek girl. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
so like, they don't really
be a fake geek girl.
The social
like,
skills aren't the best.
Yeah,
just because
obviously not everyone.
To totally generalise.
Yeah.
Well,
say
I'm a man that I'm about to play Warhammer tomorrow. I'm going in at 5 a.m. to perform a physics experiment.
But your social skills
you still
are fine.
Social
so
skills.
On
true.
The whole, apart from
I do get my whole Andrew. You're right for saying that.
That was the point I was about to bring up. Obviously, I'm sure you knew that, but I'm sure all the listeners know that anyway, Pierre.
See, this was difficult.
I'm campaigning for women's rights and slamming like hole into the conversation.
I like how
I get my hole.
Yeah. I brought everyone down the first week, but Pierre's brought a serious.
Well, I think we occasionally
I can bring us back.
We need to give three dimensions to our personalities. Uh-huh. I mean, people can't just think that I'm the hilarious racist from last week's episode. They need to know that I stand
a social justice warrior.
Yeah. Join me, J.R.R. Tolkien and the social justice warrior goes to Mordor.
White woman power.
Not white women, all woman power. Well, not just white women.
All of womankind.
All of womankind.
And
all of humankind.
Human. And
all of mankind.
Womankind.
Mick Foley.
All of Mick Foley.
All of Mick Foley. Rights for Mick Foley.
Rights for Mick Foley.
That's
a campaign group.
Rights for Mick Foley.
Rights for Mr. Shepard.
That's all I wanted to touch on. It was just something
that,
that's been weighing upon me, seeing things. Because you read things on Twitter.
Good to get off your
and
chest.
And it is depressing.
Yeah,
it's depressing.
Twitter can be a depressing place if you look in the right places, because you see, like I said before, you see these footballers who just retweet all the stuff they get whenever they just put on normal opinion. It's horrendous.
It's like Stan Collymore gets a lot of it, like racist abuse for like no reason.
Yeah, ridiculous.
Hmm.
I'm gonna go slip my wrist or something.
That's okay. I've got a cheery topic.
What time are we
at anyway? We're at.
Who cares?
Yeah.
That's what I said.
Enough time now.
Okay.
About 10 minutes.
15
minutes. To cheer everyone up and to make us all think positively, I would like to know from each of you what you two consider your best quality as.
You two?
I think you two's best quality is.
Not you two, the shitty band!
Their ability to infiltrate iPhones.
Hello dear, I'm Bono Fox.
He's got glaucoma, that's why he wears sunglasses on.
Is that right? I thought he was just a
no, he's got glaucoma, that's why he wears sunglasses.
But he still has an op-head though.
Yeah.
What's that? He comes from Glencoe.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
He's from Glencoe. Yeah.
That's exactly what it is.
So he has to wear sunglasses because it's so sunny up there.
What's he have?
Glaucoma. It's like
glaucoma.
An eye condition.
You keep saying it.
Well, I'm going to say it until you know what it is.
It's just an eye condition.
Glaucoma, that's what he's got. Do you know what it is?
No.
Well, it's glaucoma.
More specifically?
That can't be. That's the limit.
It's okay.
That's perfectly descriptive.
Yeah.
No. My best quality.
Is he confused to his face? Is that
what you consider? I'm just ignoring you.
Is he confused to his face? Is he part man, part sunglasses?
Yeah.
Glaucoma is Latin for sunglasses fused to face.
Is he a Cenobite from Hellraiser films?
Edgar Davids had it as well.
We'll just name more people that have it, and maybe we'll know what it is.
Bono with Edgar Davids' son. That's what we've established in this. Edgar Davids is Peter?
No.
Never mind.
Has he got glaucoma?
Glaucoma.
Yeah.
Peter,
what's your best quality?
Best quality?
What do you
if you
think
had to pick one.
Your best quality is?
I know it's hard.
Confidence.
Confidence.
I think I'd probably agree with Peter that his best and worst quality is
confidence. It's a double-edged sword.
Double-edged sword.
I walk finally along the line.
I don't think I could live with Peter's confidence. Like, I don't think I...
You could live with it. It's like a great power.
Yeah, like,
Uncle Ben, between making rice and sauces,
it's also
he decided to tell me that it was...
You have great responsibility with that great power, Peter.
Yeah, that's true.
You don't use it very responsibly either, so...
I help cure cancer.
That's fair.
And I'm not bashed about saying that. I've got the self-confidence to say, when a guy came to my door asking for money for cancer research, I looked him in the eye and said... I spend every day this summer curing cancer.
Only the summer, though, in the winter.
Yeah, in the winter, I called it. Once again, it's the double-edged sword.
Cigarettes to children. Here you go, kids!
It's a bartering system we have to use in the winter.
I need something to cure.
Yeah. Again,
it's a selfish economy.
So, Dips, I think we all know what your best feature is.
Well,
that was your hair.
Oh,
no,
see,
I thought calves.
Mine's calves.
Yeah, that's true.
It's unbelievable.
I know,
well,
I saw that
picture
as a child.
Oh, that was ridiculous. How did you get that?
I don't know. I mean, I must have been about...
I presumed it was from, like, football or something,
Well, see, I thought that too until I seen that photo, and, like, at 4 or 5 years old, holding a rabbit, there is some serious definition
maybe
there.
Maybe you ate rabbits when you were young.
Maybe.
See, I guess it's all... Cause I don't know if everyone has it, but my family, for instance, always have very strong, thick thighs. So
maybe I'll ask my dad.
Maybe you have just genetically, like for some reason, just got stronger calves in your family.
Hunt out a picture of my dad when he was wee. To
I
bet
he's like that.
His calves.
It's like his calves go off.
There's veins bursting out
yeah.
at the age of 3.
If you can mate with someone, I'm going to perform, what is it called again? Eugenics. If you could mate with someone with equally as large thighs as calves as you,
be a sprinter.
No.
You'd basically
when you gave birth to that kid, the calves would just burst immediately. Like, under the pressure of themselves, they'd implode. Oh, Dips, could we have a kid together? And then we'd have the best legs.
Oh, thighs and calves.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, amazing. We'd be like a Clydesdale horse.
We'd get a sprinter over 100 metres under 9 seconds. That'd be, our baby would do that in under 9 seconds.
Andrew. Take over the podcast.
To the lab!
We've got some eugenics to
just
do.
Just put us in a burlap sack.
Yeah.
We'll make a baby.
Put you in the Pokemon chamber.
Eugenics.
Ditto's fuck shack.
Put you in Ditto's fuck shack and you'll make a kid in no time.
Eugenics was initially coined and the technique thought of by the Charles Darwin's cousin after reading the theory of evolution or whatever it's called. After he thought, alright, so this makes sense. What do we do with people then?
See how you said the word coin there?
Yeah.
You said coin the phrase. Who coined the phrase coin the phrase?
Inception.
A rich man who bought his name into things.
Never understood where that came from. That was coined the phrase.
Because
it'll have something to do with actual money, and then
aristocracy.
Maybe he's bought something.
Yeah.
Bought a slogan.
Yeah, like he bought.
That's copyright, isn't it? Effectively.
Bought the rights.
Trademark. Bought the rights to something.
I never really thought of it.
It's a good, good.
Well, now we
good
have.
Question.
Now let's stop. Andrew, what's your best quality? One of them. Have we got two?
What?
Yeah, two.
No, I thought you'd oh, sorry. You said, what is used two's best quality?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sorry,
two,
I thought I was
confused
between
your two best qualities.
Yes,
no,
sorry.
No, just the one, thanks.
Okay.
Probably, probably my humpback. No. For the process of storing water. Storing water, yeah, it's really handy. No, see, I'll name a few things I don't like first.
Wow. No, we get big-headed first.
Right. Big-headed.
Inflate that ego. Inflate that ego. If you want
to
name something you don't
like. No, I don't want to. I can't think of anything. I'm perfect.
My svelteness.
You're quite svelte.
I'm quite svelte.
You're quite a svelte guy.
For some reason I thought you were going to do the thing like name something that's a weakness, like I'm just such a perfectionist. It's something that's annoying going for perfectionist. I
do that all the time.
Oh god. I'm just always on time, so it means I have to get up early and prepare for things.
I'm too punctual.
Yeah.
If anything, I'm too
punctual. Also too attractive, apparently. It scares people. I intimidate people. It's just it's a burden, really. I mean, I just wish I was ugly.
I'm just so charismatic that just sometimes I want people to contribute to plans, but they just can't. I'm
just so
enthralling, so authoritative. I'm just able to take charge so well.
Is it a physical feature we're talking about?
It doesn't matter. You can choose.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, in that case, take away my stubbornness. That's what I was struggling for, a physical thing. I would possibly say.
You're struggling for this as well, aren't you?
I was about to say, I think I'm genuinely quite optimistic, but obviously not.
It's insecurity, right?
Insecurity, yeah, that's true. I'd probably say this is also quite a bad thing as well, though, sometimes, depending on how you look at it. My, like, sensibleness.
That's not a
boss, you know
what I
mean?
Bad
like,
thing.
That's a bit like.
It's not a bad thing.
Nah, that makes you a bit boring.
I would
but
say
like,
never
I think I'm a bit.
Boring.
Nah, I think I'm a bit, like, quite. What's the word? Apart from sensible. Get your thesaurus out, Peter. Sensible, No, I'm stuck. Sensible will do. Yeah, probably that. And my speltness.
And my speltness.
And I'm just too damn charismatic.
Because you thought sensibleness was such a half, like, you said it was half good and half bad, so you're like,
yeah.
I need something else to work it back up.
Svelte again. I'm still svelte.
I'm sensibly svelte.
Yeah. I don't like my curly sideburns.
Oh.
Hate my curly sideburns.
See, once again, Andrew, we were saying we weren't going to do negative.
I know, sorry.
Straight in.
What about, right, Peter, what's your favourite thing about dips? You can't say it's calves, you know what I'm saying.
It's hair, but I like the way that it's all over your body.
It is all over my body as well.
I really like
all
the way
over.
That dips always laughs at everything I say in such an enthusiastic way.
Even when it's not funny.
Yeah, but you always seem to find it funny.
I genuinely
and
it
makes
body.
Me feel
it
good about myself.
It does crack me up.
What about me, Peter? Come on, butter me up now.
Back to dips.
Back to dips, though. More things about dips. Dude, that's not good for my confidence, Peter. After my struggles, my emotional struggles on tape.
I'm glad we've picked each other up.
Yeah.
Andrew, my favourite thing about you...
It's good to know we're better than everyone, so...
Yeah.
Just to clarify
yeah,
that.
We are, right?
Anyone listening,
yeah.
You're better than them.
Yeah. None of you are as svelte as me, or as good carved as dips,
yep.
Or as confident. None of you are definitely not as confident
we're
as Peter.
We're better than silence and all of you.
Yeah.
That's what you're
yeah.
We're better than all of you.
We're better than all of you, yeah.
Better
new
than
name
your podcast.
From next week.
I always think I'm a better driver than everyone. But I think it's just because I've made myself think that because
yeah.
I expect no, when I'm driving I expect someone to do something stupid.
Yeah, and
so
whenever someone else does something stupid,
yeah.
And when
yeah.
when someone else does something stupid, that reaffirms it, and so you just think of that one, you don't think of all the bad things you've done.
Really. Look, I'm driving, I'm like, that guy's gonna pull out
yeah.
any minute.
Yeah, and he's not indicating.
Yeah.
You know, what's your pet peeve for drivers?
A lack of indicators. There was a woman coming up the road and she never indicated and cut this car up and I was like, you're an idiot.
See, that's why when I drive I just constantly have them going from left to right and left to right. Always just to
get window wipers.
You could be going anywhere.
No, okay.
Maybe that's what she was doing. She was using her window wipers to indicate.
Yeah.
my
hand signals still count. If hand, signals. Signals.
I think so. Hand signals. Hand signals. Tanaga. I think it's my biggest hate is probably undertaking.
Oh, I do that.
I hate undertaking.
But if there's someone in the middle lane of a motorway going 70 or 60.
Well, I do.
I deliberately go in the slow lane and overtake them.
No, I overtake them and then I pull right straight.
Cut them up.
No, I don't cut them up, but I make a big point and go back into the other lane in front of them.
Nah,
and then that usually makes them realise and goes.
See, I had to be taught.
I go for education.
Not to undertake.
I undertake.
Because I always thought if I was driving 70, then I could be in the slow lane no matter what. It didn't matter if someone was in the inside lane doing 60, because that's their fault, not mine. I'm the one that's following the rules. Of the road,
yeah.
Not them. So I'm the one that's in the slow lane doing the speed limit, and I'm not overtaking anything, so I'm in the slow lane. If the fact that they're sitting in the middle lane trudging away at 60 is their fault, not mine.
But it's most annoying.
That's not illegal though, isn't it?
Well, undertaking.
Right in the middle lane.
But yeah, that's legal as well. That's another thing I hate.
Staying in the middle lane.
That's the only reason you would overtake is if someone was right in the middle lane.
Nah,
doing 60.
Well, see, it really annoys me as well though, when, like, for instance, when I'm driving home, it's usually relatively busy, but like, not standstill busy, but the outside lane's always full, and then the inside lane will have lorries in it mostly. So there'll be someone coming up behind me, is really impatient, drives into this one, overtakes like six cars, and tries to pull back in front of you. I'm like, no. If you want to undertake,
like, no.
Then you can stay in that lane.
This is my lane.
Yeah, this is my lane now. So that's
my
that's
way
why.
Of the highway.
What's your favourite Limp Bizkit song?
Ooh.
Break Stuff for me.
Oh,
it's gotta be Rolling
that's a good
for me.
Show.
They only had three, and the other one, which is Beautiful Blue Eyes.
Behind
Blue
Eyes.
Yeah, no.
What about Take a Look Around?
Oh.
Yeah.
That was just the Mission Impossible cover.
It was amazing, though. They put their own verses in that.
Yeah, yeah. It was.
And they also had My Generation as a tune.
My Generation.
Nookie.
Oh, yeah.
Nookie? I forgot
take
that.
For the Nookie.
You'd know too many Limp Bizkit songs.
Oh, I used to love Limp Bizkit.
Anyone listening, send us your favourite Limp Bizkit songs.
Anyone listening?
Anyone listening?
Like,
no?
Anyone
like,
there?
We're on a CB radio. Like, is anyone there?
Please.
Send me your Limp Bizkit songs.
Copy that.
Stop.
Over and out.
Over and out, yeah.
Are we over and out?
Well, I think
so.
Is
that
a good end? That was a good place to end, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think that would be fine.
I think
that
was fine.
We had,
I'm going to say that's one of our best.
We had the star of Hilarity.
Yep.
Then we had the main course of hard-hitting conversations.
That deserved not giving a fuck.
Not giving a fuck.
Because
we
were bigging ourselves up.
Yeah,
it actually worked.
Yeah, exactly.
There we go.
Oh, man. Told the future.
Well done, everybody.
That's my second favourite quality.
Soothsaying.
I just want to slay a small creature and read its intestines.
I like it. Sounds like a fun way to spend a Friday night, guys.
Andrew, get the knife. Dipsy.
Soothsay.
Your intestines.
Kettle on.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, we've been It's Better Than Silent and all of you.
We're better than all of you.
We're better than all of you.
We're better than all of you.